Hey friends, happy Wednesday. Today we are going to go all in with on-page SEO and the best strategy for website optimization. You're in the right place if you want to use SEO the easy way and learn the best organic growth strategies by creating quality content, easily navigating pages, and strategizing your internal linking, aka your content strategy. So I'm going to be sharing three ways to optimize your content that builds trust with your ideal reader, the importance of page format, and what goes into creating valuable content for your ideal reader. Get that pen and notebook ready and let's hang out. Welcome to the Simple Content Marketing for Mompreneurs podcast. Do you want to grow your online business using organic marketing without feeling intimidated or overwhelmed with SEO? Do you find yourself going down a rabbit hole on Google searching for things like what's SEO, SEO for dummies, or how to find the right keywords? I totally get it. Hey, I'm Katie, wife, blessed mom to two of the funniest kiddos, Jesus lover, tech nerd, and a content marketing coach. I struggled to grow my online business avoiding SEO and optimizing my content because I thought it was way too intimidating. I thought that you needed a team of marketing experts and had to be an SEO guru to be good at SEO. Until I learned that SEO and keyword strategy is not as complicated as it seems. And optimizing content for effective marketing and organic growth only takes maybe an hour or two a week. So totally simple. So grab some pen and paper, reheat that coffee, and let's grow your business together with simple SEO keywords and content strategy, along with some Holy Spirit and scripture-based encouragement. Did you know that I have a free community of mompreneurs who want to grow their visibility using SEO and keywords? We have daily prompts, Q&As, and live trainings in the group to teach you how to effectively apply SEO and keywords to your copywriting. We also have weekly accountability and support threads. I would love for you to join and be part of the community. And you can request to join the group at bit.ly/contentmarketingmompreneur. So, back when I wondered what SEO was and how it related to content, and we can just call this my frivolous days, when it seemed so much easier to just ignore the fact that SEO even existed and that there was an effective content strategy to actually grow your website traffic, for me, it was just easier to think like, well, you know, this is just a hobby and it doesn't have to be perfect, which it doesn't have to be perfect, but you can't ignore SEO and strategy if you really want to see growth from your content. You have storytelling and sales psychology that you have to think of. So SEO and strategy definitely matters if you really want to grow a successful online business. I just didn't want to admit it then because I had no idea what I was doing. And it's pretty easy to look at content strategy in a general way and think, I can write quality content. I know stuff. So you write a couple paragraphs and like, boom, here's the solution. There you go. And then you click publish and think, I got this and it's going to be good. They're just going to love my DIY cleaner. Then later, learn that, you know, it probably would have been a good idea to maybe create a freebie or a community or something of value to send my audience to. Because guys, I wasn't even selling anything. It was just like, here's the content. Thanks for stopping by. I was like, I'm giving it all away for free. I just want to be so good to everybody. My peeps are going to love me for this. And here's a little off-topic coaching note. Even if you give everything away for free, it's not going to help you grow any faster either. So fast forward to now, I've learned that it really does pay off to learn what you need to learn to grow your audience, grow a successful business, and build trust in the people who want to learn from you and consume your content. If you truly want to reach more people, and you want to grow organically and you want to leverage SEO to the fullest so your content is basically doing the work for you, like bringing you traffic, knowing the basic essentials is a definite must. There are nor no shortcuts or band-aid fixes to organic growth. So I'm going to be sharing three things to focus on when it comes to on-page SEO, which is different than off-page SEO, and how to apply those strategies to your content to create the best user experience for your ideal reader. So number one is focusing on creating quality content. Quality content is what is going to draw your reader in. And there are three pieces to that quality content that make it valuable. So the first one is a thorough explanation from beginning to end in your content. Number two is optimize your content for user experience. So that would mean your keywords, you're staying on topic, you're focused with what the topic is about inside of your content, and it's easy to read and understand, and it meets your ideal client's needs where they're at right now. And three is it provides an answer and a solution. You know, both are the same. So that your content is actually solving a problem that your ideal client or your reader has and what they are likely searching for to solve that problem. So your content has to be able to connect and relate with the reader and provide a small win for them every time. And this is the best way to build trust with your audience. So whether you have one piece of content or 100 pieces of content, you're always improving your craft and revising and updating older content. So how do you create quality content that builds trust with your audience? Well, your content has to answer these questions. So you have to think about what your content is about. Why is the content going to help your reader? So what is your content solving for your reader? And this has to be very detail specific to the reader. And how the content is going to solve their current problem, which is the outcome that they want to solve their problem. So your content should focus on solving the problem you have experience with. You aren't trying to sell the solution in your content. Your content is the free content that you are providing to your audience. So it's really important to connect and relate to your ideal client instead of coming from a place of selling. There is a time and place for selling. It's just not through your content. And instead of using I statements like referring to yourself, you really want to refer to the reader. So it's very important to use the you statements where you might describe yourself being where they are. So you're still connecting with them, but referring to them having that problem and painting the picture of them solving it is really key for your content. Number two is site structure. And in simple terms, I like to call this like page layout or page format. So plain and simple, if your page format and layout is not user-friendly, you will not keep your reader's attention. So really quick, picture yourself going to a website, searching for content to solve your problem, and you land on a website that's just a complete eyesore. Have you ever landed on those web pages where you can't wait to click away? And the navigation isn't really clear. Maybe you don't even see a navigation, the buttons at the top where you're supposed to go. And you just possibly, maybe you came across the content that you were looking for and you consumed it, and that might not have been easily digestible for you, and there's like no CTA anywhere on the page. Don't be that website. The best way to keep a blog post site structure is very simple. You want to keep it minimal, easily navigational. White space is your super friend in all of this page layout stuff, and completely user focused. Since we're talking about a blog post, your post should include from beginning to end, you know, your heading, number one, which is the title, so H1, an intro paragraph that describes in detail what you're talking about and why it's relevant to the reader, and H2, so you have your subheadings between every couple of paragraphs. You have storytelling, so that's the body of your blog post, and these are your connection points to your ideal reader, so how you relate to them. And at the end should include clickable and relatable content. And of course, your CTA. So you have to think about where you want to send them when they're done reading your content. So if you're including images, you really want to make sure that they're JPEG or JPG file format. Stay away from using PNGs because they slow down your page load a great deal, and that really matters in SEO. So you want to keep the images on the post pages minimal too. So you don't need to go crazy and crowd your content with all this distractible stuff with your, you know, like images and GIFs and memes. If you have a clear direction laid out with CTAs and your content is completely bombarded with all of these shiny distractions, your CTAs are going to be pretty useless and they won't really do you any favors. So your CTAs, aside from your content, should stand out more than anything. The complete key goal here for your content is to keep it minimal, always. When it comes to page layout and design, less always equals more. And number three is content strategy, of course. Aside from creating quality content, besides that's just, you know, one piece of the strategy puzzle, you have to think about other important pages and links that you can easily relate to the current piece of content that you're actually creating for your reader. So in other words, you have to think about your internal linking strategy, and you have to think about monetizing your content. So linking to important pages from content like your products or your services, if the content's relatable to that. You want to briefly talk about your offer and tell them how and where to find it, obviously with the link. And briefly explain why this offer or product and how this product or offer is going to be useful and link directly to the page with a catchy CTA, like check that out here kind of thing. You also want to include links to sign up for email if you have an email list, if you have a private community, or even booking a call with you. Especially if you're just starting from square one and you're trying to grow your audience, you really want to maximize your audience growth and utilize your content in every way possible. Don't be afraid to remind your audience of booking that call or signing up for your email or even joining your group. You know, a lot of people need to be reminded of your offers because, you know, we're all consumers and we consume content all day. So people will and they can forget what exactly it is that you are offering. So they always have to be reminded. And you want to link to other pieces of relatable content. You don't need to go crazy with this one. I mean, like permalinking every single word to all of your content. If you have enough content, one or two links to other internal pieces of content in every paragraph is completely plenty. And if you don't have enough content right now to do that, just space the links out. And eventually you'll have enough to go back and add more, which is what you will end up doing from time to time, is revising and updating. And that's part of the process. You know, once your website traffic starts growing, even your old content will be viewed. So it's important not to forget those pieces of content and update them whenever you can and whenever there's something new. So that is it for today's episode, friends. If you are struggling to optimize your content and you need clarity on keywords and SEO and copywriting, I want you to grab a 20-minute unstuck session with me, and I will do a content page audit and give you tips on what you need to change and revise to strengthen your content strategy. You can book a call with me at bit.ly/unstuckin20. And you can also find that link below in the show notes. I will leave it there for you. Meet you back here next week, friend. Friend, I hope you were inspired by today's episode and can apply these simple, tangible tips to your content strategy. If it did, can you do me a favor and share this episode with a friend that might also want to take advantage of SEO and organic marketing? It would also bless this podcast if you took a minute to leave a review over in Apple Podcasts. It lights me up to know if this podcast is helping you and also helps more like-minded mompreneurs who want to grow their business organically find this podcast too. If you haven't yet, you should join my Facebook community where we support, encourage, and hang out. You can find the link below in the show notes. For more free content and coaching, you can find that on my website, The Content Marketing Mompreneur. Talk next time.